約記3章の1節から5節までを日本語でお読みします。こうして大祭司エルヤシブはその兄弟の祭司たちと羊の門の再建に取り掛かった。彼らはそれを整列して扉を取り付けた。彼らは目屋の櫓まで整列し、ハナヌエルの櫓にまで及んだ。彼の次にエリコの人々が建て、その次にイムリの子ザクルが建てた。魚の門はセナの子らが建てた。彼らは、針を置き、扉貫抜き横木を取り付けた。彼らの次に、コツの子ウリアの子であるメレモテが修理し、その次にメシャザブエルの子ベレクヤの子であるメシュラムが修理し、その次にバーナの子サドクが修理した。その次にテコア人たちが修理したが、その優れた人たちは彼らの主人たちの工事に協力しなかった。
Good morning again. My Shiokai sharing, it was, I had a great time in Shiokai. I taught the K through fifth graders, I believe, and there was about 30 of them that came out. A lot of kids came out. And we did lessons, taught that God was three in one, and I used a watermelon to describe that God is three in one. You guys get the watermelon analogy? Okay, so the watermelon is three in one, right? Because it has the rind, the meat, and the seed, but they're all watermelons still, so it's three in one. My favorite one, I'm not going to share all of them, but my favorite lesson was about holiness. And the opposite of holiness, you know, is perhaps sin. And how, well, a lot of the lesson I gave them candy for, but this lesson I gave them lemon cake from Starbucks. There was a Starbucks in the Westin, and so I gave them a lemon cake. And I told them some of the ingredients that goes into lemon cake, and that would probably be like lemon, sugar, flour. I don't know what else would go into lemon cake. But I said, what if in this lemon cake, I put just a little bit of dog poo in the recipe? Would you still eat the lemon cake? And that's kind of how it is with sin. Just a little bit of sin, we might may think it's okay, but really, is it? Is just a little bit okay? Would, anyways, so, you know, it was geared towards little children, so that's why it's kind of silly. Anyways, but I had a great time. I do encourage you to go to Shiokai. Just like Tamala said, it's a good way to meet the people in our conference and let them know we're around. Misai came back really fired up for the Lord, and God moves powerfully there. For those of you who've been there, you know how good it is to come back from Shiokai. But I want you to even start having a vision of going today. Maybe even just save up a little bit today, so that next year around this time, you'll be able to go and enjoy fellowship, good teaching, and good food. Anyways, today we're talking about rebuilding the gates, and don't worry, I'm not going to preach long. I just want to say one thing, and I'll just talk on this one slide. It says, Elashib, the high priest, and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. One thing I've noticed is whenever God does something in the spiritual realm, it oftentimes mirrors itself in the natural realm. What do I mean by that is, when God speaks, even though everyone doesn't hear God speak, everyone hears something, and some say, "Oh, it thundered. Did you hear it thunder?" Even though God spoke. Another example is God visiting Moses. Moses sees a burning bush. And so there's something spiritually happening, but then in the physical realm, it mirrors it. I could give you more examples, but I just want to just say that whenever God does something in the spiritual, I don't know if often is the right word, but sometimes, at least sometimes, it will mirror itself in the natural. The first thing we notice as Nehemiah begins to rebuild the walls, and I have to be honest. Can I be honest? And you guys could tell me if you guys know the answer. I don't know if the temple was built yet. Some scholar says the temple was built and then the walls start to build. Because the temple was built during Ezra's time, and Ezra's book comes before Nehemiah. But I've also seen people say, well, the order of the book isn't historically chronological. It's not Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. It's actually Esther, Nehemiah, Ezra. And so Esther comes first, Nehemiah comes second, and Ezra chronologically comes last. I don't know. So whether the temple was built already and then the walls are being rebuilt, or the walls are being rebuilt and the temple is being rebuilt at the same time, I'm not 100% sure. But we see that as the temple walls are being rebuilt, the first thing that is mentioned and prominently mentioned are the gates being rebuilt. It talked about the sheep gate, the fish gate, and all these different gates being rebuilt. And what's interesting about gates is about a little over 1,000 years prior to Nehemiah rebuilding gates, a man named Jacob had a dream about 10 miles away from this place in Bethel about a spiritual gate that he saw open. You guys know that story? It's in Genesis chapter 28. And in Genesis chapter 28, Jacob is sleeping and all of a sudden has this vision or a dream, and he sees a ladder where it starts in heaven and it rests on earth, and he sees angels ascending and descending this ladder. And when he wakes up, he says, "Surely this is the Lord is in this place, and perhaps this is the gate to heaven." And he sets up an altar there. About 1,000 years after Nehemiah. It's not about 1,000 years. I can't do the math right now. But when Jesus comes on the scene, he says this. He calls himself Jacob's ladder. Or he references himself as Jacob's ladder. In fact, in later on in the Gospel of John, he will say, "I am the gate." Specifically, "I am the gate that the sheep go through, the sheep gate. I am the sheep gate." Here, the first order of business is to restore the sheep gate. To restore the sheep gate. And I'll talk more about this next week. But it's about restoring worship. And restoring worship of Jesus. Rebuilding the gateway between heaven and earth. The first order of business is we need to be a people of worship. Jesus says, "My Father seeks those who worship in spirit and in truth." And worship is more than just singing. Worship is more than just giving. It is though, it does encompass those things, singing, giving, great way of worshiping. But worship is a lifestyle. That as Nehemiah begins to open up or restore the gateway to heaven, the first thing that he does is establish the gate to worship. Because the sheep, they represented worship, sacrifice. And so for us here at JCCT, I want us to have that same priority, that worship has to come first. And I'm not just talking about Sunday 11 o'clock here. I'm talking about every day, a lifestyle. Even beginning your day with saying, thank you God for this day. A lifestyle of worship. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you who are awesome, wonderful, worthy of praise and worship, you who are mighty and strong, you who are great, you who created the heavens and the earth. Lord, we ask that you would open up the heavens again, Lord, over our lives, over this place, over our homes, over our finances, over our relationships, over our families, over our place of work, Lord. We pray for open heaven. We pray for greater increase of angelic activities, Lord. Greater increase of your hand of favor upon us. Greater increase of signs, wonders, and miracles. Greater increase of the gospel being proclaimed, demonstrated, and accepted, Lord, and received. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.